Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Super excited for this next trip. These are three of the very best Adidas jackets I have ever seen. Please welcome to the stage Paul Bates, Nug Nargan, and Lee Smart in Illusionoid.
Using that microphone. Check.
Yeah, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do for you a couple of improvised science fiction-based stories tonight. We're going to start off with, first of all, you guys are familiar with the Illusionoid podcast? Anyone? Yes, you guys are?
Yeah.
So we take your suggestions, then we create a medium to long form science fiction story. We need two of those tonight. But we're going to start off with one, and for this we need an animal. One of your favorite animals.
Badger.
I heard badger first and most clearly. And the second suggestion we'd like for this story is, what is a kind of a weather phenomenon or atmospheric condition that goes through cycles from time to time, but does it's not the moon.
Like an ice age?
Yeah, there it is. Ice age.
I just want to say, it sounds like the way you phrased that question, the only possible answer could be ice age. It sounds like you were like minimizing the specifics until only so ice age could be the only thing.
And we know that it frequently cycles through.
Yes.
Frequently.
Yeah, frequently. You're talking geological timescales, right?
Yes. Frequently. Every couple of million years.
Yeah, which is fairly short.
The universe is 13 billion
years old.
So it is frequent.
Yeah. All right. It's all relative, Einstein.
All right. So with the suggestions of Badger and the Ice Age, Illusionoid takes you here, and we always start like this.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly dangers to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radius. That's it. Just like that, good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare humanity from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings! Greetings, people of the past! I speak to you now, the last human living in the known cosmos. I was going to say universe, but that word is now redundant. Cosmos is not a word. Cosmos is the correct pronunciation. Once again in the cosmos!
its horrific heads. And though I am the last living human, I must don my sexy Ken Bone costume and traipse around the moon begging for candy from the hollowed out, bombed out carcasses of homes that once populated this once fancy moon.
Fancy moon.
Now it's a piece of moon shit. And I'm the only Ken Bone on it. In the future, Ken Bone is still a popular costume. Now, to the pressing matters at hand. In your future, the Toronto Blue Jays will be eliminated in 4 games in the NBA Champions Series. But further in your future, the Ice Age will once again rear its horrific heads. Again and again and again. But in your future, the first one. For none shall survive the next one.
What the hell was that?
Feeling, huh?
Yeah, it's dropping. It's just continually dropping. I checked the thermometer this morning. It was 24 Celsius, and now it's like 19. It's unprecedented.
I'm not good at math, but that's lower than it was.
That's right. 5 degrees.
5 whole degrees in just that short of time?
Yeah.
You could almost hear it drop.
I know. Could hear the crinkling and the crackling of the materials contracting.
Everything's getting smaller.
Yeah. We need to find shelter, get inside somewhere. Did you get Larry?
I wanted to talk to you about Larry. Oh, his tube is arriving now.
What, quickly before he gets out.
It's just, you know what, it's about this Ice Age, you know, we'll talk about it, we'll talk about it.
All right, oh,
here is.
God, this. And text a guy when the temperature drops.
Yeah, we should have alerted you.
Yeah, so, sorry about that, Lair. We thought that, you were coming this way anyway, so that you'd just come over here and hook up with us.
I was on my way, and I was far behind the rest of the group, as you know, running some last-minute diagnostics on our barometers.
How did those turn out?
They turned out great.
Oh,
thank
good.
You for asking.
Good.
But that feels like a side story now compared to what happened to me. I was accosted, guys.
Accosted?
What are you talking about?
I was on my way back from the site. When I angered a pack of infant badgers.
Well, you know that was a preserve. We cordoned that off because those are the last badgers. You weren't supposed to go into that area.
Yeah, no one's supposed to go within 50 feet of those badgers.
You don't understand. The data coming from that area was just too tempting for the barometers. I needed that data. I needed to find out everything there was to know about the air pressure in that area.
This is what I was saying. He's obsessed with the cold and this Ice Age thing. It's like he's been waiting millions of years for another one to happen, and it's finally happening, so he's going bananas.
Trust me, this is exactly what's going to happen. An Ice Age is befalling us, and I need to know the pressure with which it's going to happen.
That's why we have barometers.
And that's why I took the barometer into that freezer.
You took it in?
Yes, and I didn't have your back when those badgers reared their horrific heads on me.
But they were just infant badgers. What could they possibly do to you?
Let me take a look at your neck. Good God.
Oh my God!
Bleeding profusely.
You've got to be half out of blood.
I am half out of blood. And let me tell you something else. Infant badgers don't have teeth yet.
Well then how did they puncture your skin?
With their gums.
Infant badgers have the sharpest gums known to man.
They just went at my neck that long.
They thought your neck was a teat.
Oh, nice cool nickname, old teat neck.
You know, this is not the best time to bring up childhood insults. I have
body issues. I have issues about how there were 8 nipples on my neck.
But you had them removed.
Yeah, by badgers just now.
Larry, we've been preparing the experimental site here, and you were supposed to come in, but now that you've been attacked by badgers, I don't think you can come in. You'll contaminate everything.
It just dropped another 5 degrees. Who knows what the combination of pressure and low temperature will do to Larry? Stop doing that, Larry!
You think I want to do this? The bones are literally falling out of my neck.
Oh, wait, they're not falling out, Larry. They're growing. What?
Look at that. The coloration on his skin. He's developing patterns of light and dark.
Light and dark just like a badger.
Shut up, guys! I need to hear this right now. I got bit by baby badger.
Larry, take a look at this. I polished this piece of metal. I want you to have a look at yourself.
Oh my god, he's turning into a badger!
Oh my god.
Remember, I postulated this in my thesis, right?
But I was like, that's a crazy thesis, but here we are.
Exactly.
Whiskers!
Claws!
Fur, Gregor! Get away! Get away from me!
At least 50 feet away from him!
Save yourselves. Before I become not just a badger, but have the mind of a badger and the needs of a badger and the disposition of a badger.
What is that? It's the disposition of a badger.
That's the definition of a badger. Get used to more of that, because that's what I'm becoming. A were-badger.
Larry, we've known each other for a long time. There's no way that Fred and I are going to let this happen to you. Not without a goddamn fight.
It's happening right now. Do you have any suggestions, doctor?
Yeah. Give me a second, Fred.
Yeah, Terry?
Do you have that kid? The kid we were saving?
Well, yeah, I'm saving for a case of emergency. Do you think this is an emergency?
Yeah, I do.
A slowly happening emergency?
Yeah, absolutely. Emergencies emerge. They don't have to happen all at once.
But I'm used to maybe half of this. Like, maybe someone turning into something they're not, or maybe the cooling of the earth happening so fast, but not both at the same time. I'm not prepared to.
We're in uncharted territory. We need to do something, or we're going to lose our best friend.
That's a strong word, Terry. You've known him a lot longer than I have. Yeah. I'm fine leaving him here.
What would you rather? Oh, here it comes.
I heard that.
What?
I heard that.
You were so far away, though.
Yeah, that's right, but you forgot. I have badger hearing.
Son of a bitch!
My senses are so heightened. I can smell your insults.
You know what? Before I say them?
Yeah, that's right. I can smell one coming right now.
Well, not anymore.
Oh, that hurts.
I didn't even say it. He's right. He's got this weird badger power.
He does. Larry, will you let us help you?
I just want you both to know that when I go full badger, Fred, I'm badgering you first.
It's already started. Get away! Get away! Harry, do something about your friend.
All right, here, pass me the kit.
Here it is.
All right.
Here's the electrical thing.
All right, I'm going to film this.
Yep, crank it.
All right.
Ow, my hand!
Sorry.
My hand, now it's bloody stuff.
You put your hand right in front of it.
You know what's going to happen when he sees this bloody stuff?
It's like red meat.
What's that nice smell?
Oh, no! Nothing.
What happened here?
No, just it was cold, so I tucked my hand in my shirt.
Boy, Badger, old Badger Larry wants to get in that arm stump real bad. Badger Larry wants to jump in that wrist and just
Larry,
go to town.
Hit him with the thing!
That looks closer,
like
Larry.
One big forearm burrito. That's what I want.
Ah! Oh!
Oh! All right, it's just temporary. Quick, get the restraints.
I only got one good hand. Here's the part of the restraints.
All right.
Harpooned me.
Yeah. Take it easy, Larry. Take it easy. We're going to do everything we can to try to reverse this horrible thing that's happening.
And then we'll do everything we can to cure you of harpoon.
All right.
What are you going to do to me?
Well,
my badger survival instincts are kicking in. I just want you to know that right now.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to get a recycling bin. We're gonna spread out all the partially decomposed food all around you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then what? And then we're gonna watch you go through a withdrawal when you can't reach it.
That sounds great. You know what I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm gonna claw your fucking face off.
Yeah, you're tied to a chair, buddy.
God damn.
And what can you do if we're 50 feet away?
All right, look. I see I've made some mistakes.
Yeah!
Bargaining.
Threatening me?
I promise I'm back to normal. I'm not gonna hurt anybody anymore.
I don't know, he sounds like he's back to normal, but
you know
he
what?
Doesn't look like he's back to normal.
I feel
this is Larry, come on.
I feel a lot better, guys.
Do you want me to? I'll let him go.
No, hold on a second, hold on, I know what to do here. I'm gonna take a little bit of your blood and just test it.
What?
We'll just test your blood to see if you are back to normal.
Well, then we should test everybody's blood.
What are you talking about?
Maybe I'm not the badger, maybe you're the badger.
There's no way to prove we're not, Terry!
He's right. Tie yourself to a chair, Fred.
I only have one hand, Terry!
Do what you can!
God damn it! All right, I've tied myself to a chair.
All right, I'm tying myself to a chair, too.
Good. Now, take the bloods.
We did not think this through.
No, that's right. I'm gonna untie myself just temporarily to take the blood.
Just use the what's coming out of my stump.
All right, so that's stump blood. You got neck
blood.
Stump blood.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to heat this wire in a blowtorch.
Who's with that? Fred.
You're clear.
Thank you. Can I be untied?
No.
Damn it.
Larry, you're next.
Yeah.
You're clear.
How can he be clear? Look at his face. It's even more badger than it used to be.
Yes.
My stump. He's eating my stump.
The blood says he's not a badger.
The blood lies.
Badger blood don't lie, bitch.
I guess I should test mine now.
I wish you would, Terry.
All right. You know what to do, right, if this turns out positive?
Claw your fucking face off.
Run away?
Both of those things.
Oh shit, he's a badger!
Now, both of you now!
I know, my blood.
Yeah, but you are clearly a badger.
Yeah. I was just pretending to be a badger.
You were just pretending?
Yes, just to make him feel better.
Because you know what this is coming down to? A harpoon in his stomach?
Yes.
And
you're bleeding from many places.
What we end up, or we're doing here, Fred, is we're rejecting a friend of ours just because he's changed a little bit.
Friend of yours?
You've known him for a little while. Not as long as you, Terry.
That's true.
He never invited me over for lunch.
Why didn't you do that, Larry? Why didn't you invite him over for lunch once or twice?
I never buy enough groceries.
I'd have brought something for a potluck.
We could have ordered out.
He's a little pushy.
That's it. See that, Fred?
I could have been less pushy.
So who's the badger now?
Well, Larry is.
Right.
But you know what? It took becoming a full badger for me to be honest about that. For me to actually come clean about how pushy I think you are.
There's a lot of societal norms that keep us from really expressing ourselves. And this was one of them.
Well, now we've conquered that norm, and perhaps Larry the Badger and myself, with one missing hand, can learn to be friends in this cool, albeit colder world.
I don't know, guys. I don't know if you noticed, but I've got 8 young infant badgers to suckle with my neck.
You go for it, and we'll stay 50 feet away.
I gotta get back out there to that freezer.
Yeah.
Let that ice age just drop on me and survive the only way a badger knows how to do. Going full on crazy.
Go, Larry. You go. Go to that preserve. That's it. Good going. There he goes, Terry.
Loping off into the distance.
Like only a badger man can.
Yeah.
Badger man.
Single dad.
Yes! The end! The end!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
The Badger, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at Comedy Bar for Big City Improv Festival in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, October 17th, 2016. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on social media at IllusionoidPod on both Twitter and Instagram. One great name, two great places to share our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.